For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A week from this Friday is the Apple a Day prom. We'd love to see you there. Select tickets remain. No VIP, just general admin. $75 it goes to Apple a Day. Baby, and it'll be a week from this Friday. AppleAday.org or TheBoneOnline.com. We'd love to see you there. We'll all be there. Michael will be there.
You got the hacky sacks in last night.
Dude, I'll do some. I haven't hacky sacked since your birthday party about 7 years ago.
Dude, hacky sacking is the jam.
I love a good hack circle.
I did not even know about this.
Wait. Oh, what about having hacky sacks? Yeah. We ordered some and some pogs. We don't know what we're doing with them yet, but we're going to try to.
We know what we're doing with them. We're hacking.
What were we about to say after that?
Pogs.
Oh, my God. That's big.
Pogs are big.
Dude, yeah, pogs are my life. Hacky, whoa.
Well, it's a 90s prom, John.
You excited? You going to go now?
I'm very excited. I didn't know about these little added trinkets that we're going to be around.
Well, this is what we're doing here. I'm sitting up late at night thinking about trinkets to add.
Pogs and hacky sacks. I'd love to get some sack on with you.
I'd love to get my sack on with you.
Yeah. Then we'll knock them together, right? We'll kick the sacks together.
Trying too hard to be one of us, man.
Oh, damn.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. We'll see you at the Apple a Day prom. SBK does a red carpet treatment, and everyone from the station's been invited.
Well, did you get some slammers?
Oh, yeah, because if you're going to have pogs, you need slammers.
Phoebe, get some slammers.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if we're going to play pogs.
Yeah, no point in getting pogs if you're not having slammers.
I don't
slammers.
Know if we're going to play pogs. You know, we'll have pogs there. You look at the pog. You go, oh, pogs are cool, but I don't know if we're going to have a full-on pog station.
I'd like to play around.
Well, bring your own slammer then.
No way, dude. What, do we got to bring our own hacks too?
Now we're providing enough.
I used to have this sweet slammer. It was so cool. It was like big and thick and glass.
Yeah.
And then it had like a little etching of bars, of like prison bars, and then it had OJ's face behind it. Oh, that was serious. It was awesome. I got it from the beer days.
You had an imprisoned OJ pog slammer.
Yeah, is that racist?
No, why would it be racist?
I was just checking.
All right, I got to get that
Wait,
John.
Hold on. That makes me think that there was something on it that you're not telling
no,
us.
No, there's not. The way you said it, you just made me feel bad about it.
Well, no, I was in awe. I didn't even know that they made them.
Oh, yeah, they were awesome.
Can you ask Phoebe if she can find the incarcerated OJ?
I just asked if she's listening. If not, I'm gonna give her this tape. We'll get it, John. So, yeah. So
here it is right here. Oh, my God. The exact same one that I had. This is it.
The slammer.
Oh, yeah. He's got it.
The juice is in the slammer. Yeah. $27 for a pog.
Yeah, dude. That's a...
Well, this thing is... From what I remember, this thing is thick, and it is heavy duty. It's like a glass.
Look awesome. Out.
I'm paying $27 for that thing.
Well, I'm just saying.
I had Alf pogs. That was it.
Pogs, that's cool.
Pogs with Alf. No slammers, no nothing. An argument over penis size sparked a fight between two men that led to one being bound by a ball gag and a jock strap so he couldn't scream, and then he was robbed of $3,000. If I were a gay dude, I'd be very worried about meeting guys on Grindr for this very reason, because that's how these guys met. Greenwich Street, New York. The victim initially believed the robbery was part of a role play act by his date. The fight was allegedly sparked by an argument over penis size after they engaged in consensual sex with each other. A lot to unpack here.
Do you think that when guys are talking to each other on Grindr, do you think they say, hey, you know, how...
What are you packing?
Yeah, you could probably have... That's something you'd want to know, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah, but try before you buy. You'd probably want to see a picture of that bad boy.
And that's the thing, and not to get graphic, but you know, if you're going to initiate into gay sex, like there's
it's in your vested interest to find out the size and girth of what you're going to be doing.
Everybody's got their limits, you know.
Right, exactly. Or their requirements.
Right.
So, these guys following a sexual encounter, which by the way, I'm just going to read this news story as it's printed on the Daily Mail, which you can make fun of all you want. They give us great stories. The victim told police that the robbery took place after he arranged to meet his date, who he had met on a section of the application called Black Men Love Fisting.
Oh, God.
I just read the news story as it appears in front of me. According to, and I didn't even know that there were sub grinders, but I guess in New York, probably a lot of dudes on grinders. So there's the sub grinder. Black men love that. I mean, I'm not saying all black men love that. That's the subsection.
Right. Yeah.
Man, that's got, man.
That's a very specific group.
That's got to be unhealthy too, honestly.
Oh, because they're black, John?
No.
I know.
It's the same thing that you guys are into.
Oh, no. It's not. What? Oh, get out of here, dude.
Dude, it's still a, whether it's.
Whoa. No. There is a huge, huge difference between that.
I mean, that's
that.
The thing is, I don't even know how that is possible.
Me either.
Okay. Well, you know, the same could be said for the toys and treasures that you guys own. You guys, insert.
Nope. So according to cops, following the sexual encounter, the men were involved in an argument regarding the size of the date's penis, and events then took a shockingly dark turn. No pun intended. The victim alleged that the grinder date, angered by the argument, began to strangle him and demanded money. While the victim initially believed that the robbery was part of a role play act being executed by his date, he soon realized that he was being robbed after he was dragged into a closet against his will. The alleged robber then fled the scene with the money, leaving his victim unable to scream for help. The victim was treated on the scene after police arrived. Following the incident, New York police removed latex glove, a dildo, a leash, and a sex swing from the scene as evidence. A search for the perpetrator, who is described as having a goatee and wearing a white t-shirt and black sweatpants and black hoodie, that should be easy to find, is now underway by New York police. This is not the first time victims have been targeted on the dating app Grindr.
Man, this story is way better than everything you played for me last segment.
I know, this is quite the twist ending indeed. Drew Grabo Live, hello, how can I help you?
Hey guys, thanks for keeping me company on the way home.
It's what we do.
I had a couple of questions about the Apple a Day prom. I don't know who can address these for me.
Well, all three of us will try, but Seth is the only one of any authority when it comes to Apple a Day, so we'll do our best for you, sir.
Okay, so the first question, is there going to be a lot of pog slamming at this event?
Could you ask not dumb questions, please? If you have a legitimate question about our charity event, we're more than happy to address it. But if you're some schmuck working on your act for the Chuckle Hut, you can just go bore your friends with that because we're not interested.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I couldn't resist.
No, you could resist. You should have resisted. You just didn't resist. That's the thing.
I should have.
Right.
I'm sorry.
That was
sorry.
It, though? The whole joke?
Was that the joke? Like, we already said slamming. Like, we already said like, pog slammers.
I'm sorry. I didn't pick up on that. I didn't get that. I'm sorry. That was just that's on me. I'm sorry.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Clearly not long enough.
Like, but how long? Like a couple hours, couple days, couple weeks? How long have you been listening to Drew Grabo Live?
Oh, a couple years.
So you've been listening for a couple of years, and you thought that you vomiting all over yourself with that horrible excuse for a joke would go over well? You thought that you would be well-received with that flaccid attempt at comedy?
You know, to be honest, you really threw me off. I had something else that
okay.
I wanted to
okay, we'll go with that. Discuss. You're right, but listen.
Either a second chance.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like with whatever you had originally, that's what you should have gone with. And when you lost your nerve, if I threw you off, just hang up the phone and escape with your dignity because I don't want to have to do this to you. And just so you know, I'm not doing this to you to hurt your feelings. I'm doing this like a scarecrow scares away crows. Like I leave a dead cockroach in the middle of my kitchen floor so the other cockroaches know that I am no one with whom to be effed. So I have to make an example out of you so every Tom, Dick, and hairy ass out there will know, man, if I call this show with some weak-ass attempt at comedy, Garabo's going to rip my sphincter right out of my mouth. So I have to do that, not just to you, but for everyone else. So in the interest of forgiveness, which is truly one of the greatest gifts we can give to each other as human beings, I'm going to forgive you and give you an unheard of second chance to make a great first impression with Drew Grabo Live. So what I'm going to do with you, sir, place you on hold. I'm going to put you on the air as if none of this unfortunate incident ever occurred, and you're going to wow us with whatever you had planned. Capiche?
It's, you know, it's
you got the no. You lost your ability to be a namby-pamby nebbish about it. You gotta sack up. You gotta go with what your first impulse was. It was obviously good enough for you to call us. You've been listening for a couple of years. You know it'd go over well. Just you're gonna bust out with it, and you're going to win us over. I have faith in you, my dude. You're going to bring yourself up like Rocky did in Rocky II, where he won, or at least he won the split decision, I believe. He lost in the first
one. Which one was that one? I don't know that one.
Well, Rocky versus Apollo Part 2.
He won them all, didn't he?
No, Rocky lost in Rocky 1.
No, Rocky lost, yeah. He lost.
That was the movie.
He lost a couple times, didn't he?
Well, I mean, at the end of the movie, he always wins.
Oh, right? Yeah, I thought he lost in the middle of the movie, and then he wins at the end.
No, right. That's Rocky 3. Rocky 1, he lost at the end. Like, the whole movie was about this bum underdog who Adrian loved. So ugly, too. You know, you're like a mutt face. You know, you look like my turtles, Cuff and Link. So then he loses at the end. That's why he's, like, going, Adrian! He's yelling. He's like, Adrian, I did it! Yeah, he didn't mean I did it. I beat him. He means I got through 10 rounds with the champ or 12 rounds with the champ.
Oh, really?
And she comes over. She's like, oh, Rocky. And he's like, Adrian. His face all bloody. Adrian. She's like, Rocky, Rocky. He goes, hey, where are you, Adrian? That's how it went down.
He really didn't win?
No, dude. Oh. He lost in Rocky 1.
He sucks.
God, I know. All right, so go ahead, guy. Wow us. Come on. You can do this. Go.
All right, so, I mean, the other question, it was a question that I had. It wasn't a joke. So
okay.
I found online, it's a wiener belt, right? And I'm not sure if I can wear it to the prom or not.
Guys, help me out here. I can't do it. I just, I can't address this guy.
Well.
I'm just going to choke back my fury and my disgust.
I told you, you threw me off, and now I'm dead. I'm dead in the water.
You're not. John's going to throw you a buoy, and
this is not going to be good. This is not going to end well.
It is. We're trying to make it end well. John, help this guy out.
How big is your wiener belt, sir?
No, it's that the wiener belt has an afro on it, and I'm wondering if that's okay to wear to prom.
it's got an afro on it.
I don't think he's.
Afro, you got on your face.
Oh, well played. That's well played.
Who's laughing now?
Really, talk about a twist ending, huh?
Dude,
that was like Lola meets Don't Take the Girl
man.
Meets Coward of the County. Means Lightning Crashes by Live. Oh, there's another one, Immortal Technique, whatever. Devil with the something.
We're dropping a list of FAQs for the Apple a Day prom, and I don't think those two are going to make the cut. So I'm glad that you were able to answer them here on the air today.
What was the issue, the wiener belt or the wiener belt with the afro?
For me, my issue is what? My issue's with being a radio producer, my issue's with being, you know, involved with Apple a Day. Which one are you asking me?
That was a really good job on him.
That was, man. I mean, to hang in there.
I could have hung up on him at any point in time, and he just really, he hung in there like a champ.
And he could have also felt guilt that you were nice enough to give him a second chance, and yet he still.
Screw that. Screw my guilt. He thought about the show. He thought would have been really good for the show. I really admire that.
And that one counts?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, he knocked me the F out.
Yeah,
no, I'll take
Afro,
it.
Afro,
yeah. Afro-D's nuts.
I never heard that.
Brilliant. Drew Grabo Live, hello.
Hey, I was wondering if I could bring some cashews or some pistachios.
You can pound sand. How about that? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
You can bring some trail mix.
Do you think that we could hear from people who had a hookup that resulted in a penis size argument? Has anyone ever argued with someone about penis size other than this unfortunate Grindr incident?
That seems like a depressing argument for the guy that the person that has the penis in the conversation.
Right.
Well, and I can see it being used as in a argument, but not it being the cause of the argument. Like, I can hear a woman or somebody saying, you got a small one anyways.
Right.
But I mean, for it to be,
what if it's like, all you think about all day is your tiny unit?
Yeah. I mean, that's an insult.
Right.
But the argument itself does not center around penis size.
Like, it would have to be me being like, it's actually this is average size.
Right.
And then she's like,
yeah.
No, it's not. It's disgustingly small compared to what I've seen.
No. Look, I Googled it. I'm on averagepenissize.org.
Tell her vagina's too big.
Yeah, you're all
walled out.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, guess what? I had sex with your dog while you were at work.
I'm calling the police.
You're coming up from some dark places today, Kushner.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bestiality and chocolate fountains that smell.
Well, it's just I was trying to... Oh, you tell me that I have a big one and I can't say anything about him?
You could say things about him. Just please leave his dog out of it, for God's sake.
Well, I knew that would hurt him.
Yeah, you did. Well, he's devastated over there. Drew Grabo live. Hello. Guess who has to pick up the pieces? Me. Caller, go ahead.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. Thank you.
Hey, I heard you got some stage time with Weird Al Yankovic.
Well, I don't have stage time per se, sir. I will be doing the stage announcements at Weird Al tonight.
Still, that's awesome. I wanted to call in. There's actually another guy who's really good with parodies. You should check him out.
And then you say parodies nuts because that guy just did a D's nuts.
Exactly. Yes.
I'm gonna laugh at myself because I'm stupid. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Come on, let's give that guy another chance.
Let's not. I'm done with giving people second chances. That guy ruined second chances for everyone. Great D's nuts jokes, but I'm done giving second chances to people. Okay, so the argument happened after sex, and it was about penis size. Do you think that was like a, I thought you said you were 8? And the guy's like, I measured, it is 8. And the guy goes, well, where'd you measure from, your ankles? You know, I know 8 when I feel 8. And the guy said, no, I'm telling you I'm 8. Well, I'm telling you you're not. Well, I'm telling you I am. And then he slaps him with the glove, and he goes, I challenge you to a duel.
Yeah, he actually, they were going to measure, and then the guy actually, he choked the other guy out with the tape measure. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, all right, fine, let's see if you're an 8. Okay. Did you say, see me urinate? No, let's see if you're an 8. All right, let me get this tape measure out. He throws a ball gag in there and shoves him in a closet and pretends to rob him, only he actually robs him.
You turned on, John?
It's yeah, a hell of a scenario.
I'm there.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. So I don't know how the argument, it says the men, according to police, after the sexual encounter, the men were involved in an argument regarding the size of the date's penis, and events soon took a shockingly dark turn. So,
I mean, you're probably not going to have an argument about it when it's about to happen because you're all ready to go.
Right, you want it.
Yeah, you got the match on Grindr, however that happens. He's over, let's do it. But then afterwards, that's where I would express, you know, my concerns.
I mean, I'm not saying I like cuddling or anything, but I definitely don't like arguing after sex. And if you tell me, hey, that was less than satisfying, I'll go, sorry.
Now, what if it was the other, though? You're going with the angle of it wasn't enough. What if it was too much? And then you're hurt and you're sad and you feel betrayed.
I thought you said you were only 7.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, oh, I meant 7 feet.
Yeah, and that's how I envisioned it in my mind.
Yeah, you're like, So then when do you argue? Like, you son of a bitch.
Well, I mean, there's.
You hurt me. Turn me right in the bump. Then you're going to hurt me. You hurt me. You made my bum. Maybe that's how the argument happened.
Talk about I'm coming from a dark place today.
that's probably how the argument went down, at least where I can see it. What are you firing up in those joints, John?
Oh, God. I hurt my face. We've traumatized Seth all day today.
Yeah.
And a brand new study released from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition might just have him quitting his job and moving to another country.
What a great show today. Truck month continues at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC in Sarasota, which means big savings on the strongest and most dependable trucks on the road. Like up to $12,000 off the 2018 Silverado. What a great truck. Also, the 2019 Silverado, 0% APR up to 72 months, or lease for only $299 per month. What a just a majestic truck that 2019 Silverado is. Advanced technology, unmatched power, more cargo volume than any truck out there. Only at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of guaranteed credit approval. 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.